Beginning July 1st this year, medical marijuana will become legal in pill, liquid, and vapor form in Minnesota. In the Northland, they're planning a dispensary to be located in Hibbing, but there are some zoning proposals to have some in Duluth also. Charles Froseth joins us this morning. He is Duluth's planning director, and he'll fill in some of the gaps in our information about that. Charles, good morning. Nice to have you along with us today.
Good morning.
So talk about, first of all, what some of the considerations are when trying to decide where these dispensaries should be located. And I understand it isn't just a question of where the actual dispensary, the storefront will be. If there's a manufacturing site or a testing site, that's part of the consideration too. Is that right?
Well, there's two parts to this. The first part is the manufacturing of the product, and the other part to it is distribution. And the manufacturing there, statewide, if you recall, statewide, there were two locations for manufacturing the product and eight sites for distribution. Well, the two manufacturing sites have been already selected and chosen. And I'm not sure about the number of distribution sites that are available, but I think there's like six maybe that are still available. And, of course, to get one, you have to provide an application to the state of Minnesota. But from our end, we want to make sure that these are not intrusive into our community, and in particular the neighborhoods. So we set up a buffer district of 200 feet from residentially zoned districts. And the state statutes already have in place 1,000 feet from a school ground. So that's kind of the starting point for us. We want to make sure that the transportation, that wasn't the people coming to and from these sites, wasn't disruptive. So I think to summarize real quickly, we're not going to have a manufacturing site in Duluth. We may have a distribution site, but we have no idea where that location would be at this point in time.
Are there some locations that are being looked at as possible sites? The difference between the dispensary and the manufacturing site, of course, is that the manufacturing site can be well out of town. You don't really want to have it. It doesn't need to be any place near town. It can be out of town. But a dispensary needs to be a place where people can get to it because they need to go there to purchase marijuana for medical concerns. Are there some sites that are being talked about for a possible dispensary?
We don't deal with location of a site, like at location of X, Y, and Z on this particular street. And instead, we look in terms of zoning activity or a zoning district in which that activity would be allowed and permitted. So we looked at all of our commercial districts, manufacturing districts, and which ones are the best fit. And for the manufacturing, industrial general seemed to be the best fit. On the other side, we knew neighborhood business districts wouldn't cut it because that's near our neighborhood, that's near our residents. So I went with the MUB, mixed-use business districts. And those are scattered throughout the city, so it'd be difficult for me to say, we are not looking at a site. No, we look at it in terms of zoning regulations.
Now, that must have been kind of a challenge because that's not the sort of business that comes in every day and you say, oh yes, well let us just look up in our book where it's appropriate to sell medical marijuana.
Well, you're right, and that's what we didn't want to do because right now a business like of that nature could come in and just establish itself in any of our retail districts. So we want to get in front of this and make sure that they were allowed with certain parameters, and those parameters are not only the zoning district and keep them out of the neighborhoods, but separation from residential areas. The other part to this is, in our particular situation for Duluth, we have a process called a special use permit, and we also have a process called an interim use permit. And the interim use permit and special use permit are pretty closely related. The difference with the interim use permit, it's a three-year window. So if a retail establishment or distribution establishment came into play and was able to go through the public hearing process and get approvals, they would have every 3 years we come back and review it.
And so if there was a problem in the neighborhood, or if somebody said, I really don't like this, or if there was any kind of an issue, there would be the opportunity to review it and say, yeah, maybe we need to take a second look at this.
Yes, you know, at that point in time, you got to remember, communities are always evolving. There's always changes. 5 years ago, pedestrian bikeways, pedestrian trails and bikeways were talked about. Now, today, we're seeing them develop. So using that as an example of land use changes, you know, 3 years from now, there may be a lot of change in the neighborhood. We may have to reconsider this particular business. So that's why we have an interim use permit. That's why we want to come back in 3 years and say, oh, my gosh, there's more traffic. We didn't anticipate these kind of things to happen. So it gives us an opportunity to have a little circuit breaker in the system.
So when is your understanding that the decisions are going to start to move forward about, you know, yes, we're going to locate a dispensary, for example, in Duluth, or yes, we're going to start to, you know, the zoning part has been hammered out. Now we're starting to look at actually trying to locate either manufacturing or dispensary operations in a city.
Well, I want to back up just a little bit. I was talking about special use permit and interim ordinances and that kind of stuff. When you talk about an ordinance, it has to go to city council for their approval. So it has two readings in front of city council. That hasn't happened yet. So when that happens, I would expect some retail distribution business to step forward. We don't know who they are. They haven't come forward and said, hello, I want to start a business in Duluth selling medical cannabis.
So, but the city council hears it first, and then we wait to see who shows up, if anyone shows up.
Just a clarification. It's like if we would change our zoning code to allow a particular use, that's what's being done here. We have to amend the zoning ordinance. So that requires two readings of council, and then it's published, and then it's official in the code. Then it's up to a private business developer or whatever, if they want to distribute the product, to make an application with us through an interim zoning permit.
So it sounds as though nothing happens quickly, that there's plenty of opportunities for folks who have concerns or want to get more information to educate themselves or to toss their two cents into the feedback for the project.
Yes, there is.
Charles, thanks so much for joining us this morning and kind of explaining the ins and outs and a little of the red tape on this. Appreciate it very much.
One thing I would encourage your listeners to do, too, is go to the city's website, go to the planning page, and our staff report's listed there regarding medical cannabis. If you read through it, you can get a better flavor of some of the issues. On air, it's hard to list all the concerns, and what we went through was a very thoughtful process that went through. There's six or seven of us that were involved with it. So if we get it right, we'll find out.
Fantastic. Thanks again for joining us.
Talk to you later.
You can find that information online at duluthmn.gov, and you can look for the planning department and check out some of the information that is available there.